Hi everyone, welcome to the Women Unfiltered podcast, and I am Lucy and I am the host. This is really exciting for me, like so excited. I'm buzzing because this is the first episode that I've ever done myself, and I feel like it's an achievement. I feel like it's something that I really need to be proud of. I'm so looking forward to what's to come with this podcast. It's going to be really exciting. I'm going to keep saying that word. Like, I'm going to say it a million times and I don't even care. but I really hope that you enjoy listening to it. It's just going to be me babbling on probably, but I really hope that you enjoy listening to it because it's going to be really fun. So the kind of premise of the show, let's see, it's kind of a girl talk, boy talk, self-help, self-care kind of podcast. We're going to be going through dilemmas. We're going to be discussing specific topics. So get sending in your dilemmas. Like, send them to my Instagram, which is Lucy Ellen Tavernier. It'll be tagged in the description down below if you're watching it. Or I think there might be a description on Spotify as well. I have no idea. I am new to this. But basically, it's going to be really good fun. We're going to discuss topics like... let's think, how to heal heartbreak, how to sleep better at night, how to, I can't think of any more, but we're going to be discussing lots of self-help topics like that, and just kind of like having a chat, like we're on FaceTime almost. I feel like everyone says that though nowadays, like that's the new thing to say when you're on a podcast or a video. It's like we're on a podcast or... It's like I'm your big sister. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to chat and talk about things that are of interest to me. So, let's talk a little bit about me. So, I'm Lucy, obviously, and I am 19, and I am in my first year of my BSc marketing course at the University of Bradford, and I'm absolutely loving it. I've loved every minute of being in Bradford. Like, it's been really good. And I feel like the university itself is really underrated and it needs to get some more recognition because it's a really good university. They don't offer as many courses as other universities, but like the courses that they do offer and the campus is just so good. And I was so against coming here because both of my parents came here, but I fell in love with it and I've not looked back. So that's really great. And then as well, I do things like the Scouts and I help out with Rotary organization stuff. And I also do like various roles on campus with the university. So basically, I just don't have time to breathe and I just kind of like survive. But yeah, other things that I'm interested in, I do sports. So I'm currently involved in 5 different sports, which is kind of a lot. And I am also involved with the Baking Society. I'm the head of podcasting here at Ramair. I am part of the Student Creators Club. So I get like training for like social media type things and other kinds of things like photography, all sorts. It's really great. Like, I actually love it. Yeah. So that's a little bit about me. If I talk about like my friends and my family, so I will probably bring them up in the next stories that I'm about to tell about where I got to where I am now. But so the people in my life, I have my mum, Mandy, love her. She's actually the best. My dad, Colin, my brother, who's a pain in my backside, Adam, my boyfriend, another pain in my backside. I'm not even going to whisper that one. He's a pain in my backside. And also my little dog, Charlie, my dog. Yep. And then there's also my friends. So there's my friend. There's 2 Millies. One went to my high school with me. The other one I've known through Scouts. There's Tom, who I know through Scouts. Rosie's my best friend. Matthew's her boyfriend. other people that I went to school with, Holly and Olivia. Who else is there? There's Kyle. Kyle will probably be on this podcast. I'm going to drag him on this podcast. He doesn't have a say. No, but he's coming on this podcast. Who else is there that I might talk about? Palak, she's one of my uni friends, and Faith, as well, Erin, Evie, and Oliver, who are also my uni friends. Who else is there? I can't think of any more, but if I think of any more and I'm telling a story, then I'll probably just put them in. And I'm sorry if I forgot you and you're listening to this and you're like, hang on, I'm your friend. Yeah, but anyway. So, let's talk about how I got here. So, start from the beginning when I was born. I was born in Leeds, in one of the Leeds hospitals. I can't remember which one, but it was one of the Leeds hospitals. And I grew up in, for the first six years of my life, I grew up in Pudsey. And then I moved to Wetherby, where I have lived ever since. My primary school was great. Both of them, I went to two primary schools. My first one, a bit less great than my second one. My second one is where I met my best friend of my primary school, which is Eleanor, and she lived up the road from me. She still does. And it was the best time because we used to just hang out all the time and play on the trampoline and all sorts. It was really good fun. And then I went off to high school after completing my entire high school, primary school career, which I'd like to say feels like it finished yesterday. Like, I feel like I was in primary school yesterday, but I'm literally not. I'm literally in university, and that's so weird. So weird. So I went to high school. My first high school in Harrogate, it was okay to begin with. Like, for year seven, it was okay. It was all right. Like, it was chill. But then from year eight onwards, it just wasn't good. And a lot of the time, the girls were really nasty, and I found it really difficult to kind of feel like I fit in and didn't always, and I felt like I was always on the outside and like I wasn't included a lot of the time or valued, or like the people that I was hanging around with were like of the same mindset as me. So I always kind of felt like it wasn't really the right place for me. I have some anecdotes that I will share from my time there in another episode, but honestly, the amount of stories that I have about that school is ridiculous. And I feel like a lot of the stuff that I went through, people could probably relate to, but I just couldn't cope with it. I was having a lot of panic attacks. By the time I left, I was having 4 panic attacks every single day, at least. So it wasn't good, basically. So I, as I said, I decided to leave that school and I moved over to a different school in Harrogate. Arguably a better school in general, never mind just from my experience. I moved over, and so I know a lot about making friends. I love making friends, but at this school it was hard because a lot of these kids had known each other since they were 4, because the school operates with a really like small catchment area. So only like 4 schools, like the kids all come from the same 4 schools. So they all know each other and they've known each other since they were little. So it's quite hard to like get your way into a friendship group like that. But I survived, I got on with it, and I made it out the other side. And I went into sixth form, where I met some of my friends who I mentioned at the beginning. And it was brilliant. Sixth form was brilliant, I guess. Like, I did enjoy it. Overall, I think I enjoyed it. Yeah. I really enjoyed the school itself, that's for sure. And the teachers were amazing. I loved the teachers. I loved the support staff. I loved the, like, everybody. I just loved them. But, like, the people, again, just weren't great. They were quite judgmental of just, like, everything. There were times when, again, I have anecdotes that I want to share in a later podcast. But there were times where people were really not very nice to me. So I just don't even, I'll come back to it at the end of the day. I'll come back to it. But yeah. And then in year 12, I got like extra time. It was hard. Like all of my year, my sixth form studies were hard. I got extra time and I typed all my exams basically. And I got that in year 12. So that was kind of like the point where I was like, maybe something's not right here with my little brain. And I started doing a bit more research, but I'll get onto that in a bit. And then in year 13, in December of year 13, just after I turned 18 in September, and then in December when I was just after my mock exams, and between Christmas and New Year, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, the only person that I had known before my mum getting breast cancer was my friend Hannah's mum, and that was a long time, like that was primary school, like it was a very long time before my mum got it, and I was never really like aware of what was going on when Ruth was going through, like when she was going through her like treatment and stuff. So when it came to like my mum, I had no idea what to expect with it. And I mean, to be fair, if somebody comes home with a diagnosis, you kind of don't know what to expect until they tell you, until the doctors tell them. So we weren't sure like what was going on, whether it was like a bad problem or whether it was a good problem. Luckily, we thank everybody, because it was only a small thing and they could remove it. So they basically did hundreds of stupid biopsies on my mum, and they did an operation to remove the tumour. But then they found that it had spread to the lymph nodes, which meant that she had to have A, those lymph nodes removed, and B, chemotherapy. So she basically went through 12 rounds of chemotherapy over my A-levels. So safe to say that they didn't go the best that they could have done. I wasn't in a good mental place, like it just was not good. But I came out with a B, C, E and an A. So I didn't do too badly. The E, we don't talk about that. That's in French, so who cares? But yeah, so that was my sixth form career. And in year 13, I obviously applied to university. I was looking around all these different universities. I was looking at, so which ones did I look at? I looked at Manchester Met, Liverpool John Moores, Uni of Liverpool, Northumbria, Newcastle, Aston, Durham, Bradford. That might have been it, actually. That might be it. And I kind of looked at all these universities. I was dead set against coming to Bradford. My parents have both come here, and obviously Bradford has its own reputation. We're not going to dive into it, but Bradford has its own reputation. And I was like, I'm not going to Bradford. My mum kept on saying, well, why don't you think about going to Bradford? I was like, no. I looked around all these universities. There were some that I liked more than others. And then at the time that I was visiting Bradford, I kind of went, Aston is my favourite right now. Like, Aston is my favourite. But then I was like, I visited Bradford and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my place. This is where I need to be. So I came to Bradford in September after not meeting the GROBE requirements, but being lettered anyway. And I now live on campus in student accommodation. And it's really great. I love being able to like stay in the library till late and then just walk like 2 minutes back to my house. I live on the top floor and there's no lift. So I have six flights of stairs to go up and down anytime that I want to go down to the kitchen, because I live in a townhouse. So we love that. But yeah, my room's really, really cute. It's pink and green themed and I'm just loving it. But don't get me wrong, it hasn't all been smooth sailing. In September I got diagnosed with dyspraxia, which is a coordination and balance type issue, disability thing. And then I also got diagnosed with ADHD. I started off with just a psychological diagnosis, which means that they can't prescribe you medication. And since then I've received a clinical diagnosis for ADHD. And I'm also looking for I'm in the process of getting a diagnosis or an assessment done for autism as well. So basically I'm gonna be a lovely triple threat if I get that diagnosis. So I'm excited for that one. But yeah, so I've done like all sorts of different things like through my life. I did 3 weeks in America at the World Scout Jamboree. I'm going to Morocco in the summer. I didn't do the traveling. Everyone like goes traveling after their GCSEs or after their A levels. I did not do that. But I have done a lot of I'm doing a lot of traveling now. I'm set to go to China for an entrepreneurship program. And I'm hoping to go to France as well, either at the end of this year or for like a semester next year. And it's all been great. So I'm just excited to like kind of talk about what's going on in my life and also the trips that I go on and also like talk about girl talk and things that might help you guys. I'm so excited for it all to like take off. So let's see. The next episode, I think I'm going to do it about, let's have a think. I think that I'll do it about, maybe I'll just start off strong and I'll just do a girl talk video and I'll just get people to send me their dilemmas. We'll see. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge a bit closer to the time. But for now, I'm going to sign off because I don't want to continue rambling to you about my life. I feel like you're going to find out more things as the podcast goes along and we're going to get to know each other a bit more. So send in your dilemmas and look out for the next episode. It's going to be so excited. I'm so excited. And I keep on saying it, but I'm really looking forward to like seeing what I can do with this because creating content is my passion. So I'm really excited and I'll see you all next time. Bye bye.